Hey, good morning, Brock, Hunter, intern Bryce. What's happening? 8:34. We're going to check out your forecast here in just a little bit.
But we're going to get to some important questions here.
So I was on Reddit, and there's this video of this hot air balloon just smashing into people.
Yeah.
Guy's like, oh, that air balloon looks like it's getting bigger. Then it comes down, and the basket is just
dragging on the ground.
Too low. It takes out some lawn chairs, and people are diving out of the way.
And you can tell the guy in the basket is terrified.
Yeah, yeah.
And it got to us thinking, wait a second.
How do you steer?
I got some questions about a hot air balloon.
Yeah.
You know, he was saying, sorry.
Yes. that's good.
Yeah.
I don't know if there's much of an appeal or draw for me to fly,
get in one?
To commandeer. I would get in one if it was like tethered down. Like, okay, we're going to go up, but we're on here. It's not like we're going to see you later, you know?
Yeah, two reasons. Yeah, two ways I'd get into one if it was tethered, like you said, or if I was trying to get back to Kansas. But other than that,
or somehow I'm in a Mission Impossible movie and I have to get into an airplane
to chase something.
Like,
that'd be the
or escape. I don't know.
Boringest chase ever in a hot air balloon chase.
Yeah, right. So here's the question. And we actually Googled this: is can you steer a hot air balloon?
And what Google said was you can. The only control you have as a pilot of a hot air balloon is up or down.
So they said, yes, you can. A pilot can steer a hot air balloon by going up into the winds in certain directions and down into winds going other.
I'm sure they got all sorts of tools and schematics to figure out, okay, well, down 20 feet, it's blowing more northwest. Up 20 feet, it's going just straight north. You know what I mean?
But if you think about it, dude, we don't even know what the weather's going to be like in 5 hours.
Dude, and it's so much different up however high they go.
Thousands of feet just floating around on a balloon. It takes some Tuesday testicles to get up there, man.
Do you fly?
And not to mention, have you seen the pictures? There's a thousand of them up in the air at once. It's like, dude, that's terrifying.
Dude, flights in hot air balloons have been recorded over 50,000 feet.
Oh, no, thank you.
Dude. In a wicker basket with fire above your head.
No, thank you.
That's the other thing, too, is it's like whoever invented hot air balloons, I think, was it Da Vinci?
Maybe.
God, I'm Googling all sorts of stuff. Who invented
hot air balloons? Local historical advisor, but we need a rain check on this one.
Montegolfer Brothers. Or Jacques N.T. Montegolfer. Oh, okay, so it's the Montegolfer. I'm not saying that right. Golfier Brothers. November 21st, 1783, the first balloon created.
When?
1783.
You know, honestly, then, though, it would probably be, more terrifying.
They were just happy to get off the ground back then.
Yeah, they didn't have much else.
Oh, Jacques, look what I did.
Yeah, oh, we're flying in the air.
I put it in the air. We go up, we go down, that's it.
Now I get my head cut off in
now
there.
Now we can have our cheese and wine up in the air. Frog legs in the air, 50,000 feet.
That's what them do.
Yes, I tell you, we fly the flag up in the air, hot air balloon. But think about how big the balloon needed to be to lift the massive nuts of these guys off the ground.
Seriously. Actually, I think they used one of them. They used one of them.
The testicular fortitude. That's nuts, man.
Here's my question. So you get up in the air, right? We'll say 1,000 feet.
Actually, ballooning most enjoyable when flying 1,200 to 3,000 feet.
All right.
So just kind of like, but that's still, dude, that's up there.
Say you're up 2,000 feet. You got to be in a place where there's a lot of land that you can land on because, you know, if you're going this direction and the wind changes, I just don't get it.
Yeah.
It'll be in countryside and.
Yeah.
That one guy's lucky.
When you go up, are you like, okay, I think we're going to land over there somewhere.
But you don't know, man.
But
you're kind of guessing. I feel like at this point, balloons would have evolved into having some form of propeller that you could use.
I think there are, people who use them more for travel, in the mountains and stuff. They have, actual rotors to turn and.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
They actually use.
That seems sketchy.
Oh, yeah.
That seems sketchy. If
we
anybody
need to go
owns,
south.
Blow harder, David.
Blow harder.
If anybody owns a hot air balloon, don't contact us because we don't want to go up
it. Hell no.
Let's see. Your comedian for today is. Let's do Tony Baker. That'll work.
take a break. Stand up for a minute.